Remarks of the President, Amsterdam, New York, 10 October, 1952.
I present to you the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be able to stop here this year, just as I did 4 years ago. Only this time, I'm campaigning not for myself, but for the Democratic ticket. You know, I have to explain to these meetings we've been having on this tour around the country that I'm not running for office because they've turned out better this time than did before. Maybe that's the reason. There are some very good men on the Democratic ticket here in this great state of New York. I've been riding with most of them all day. I have been informed that David C. Prince is your candidate for Congress and that he's a very able and competent man. I know John Cashmore. I know he'll make you a great senator. And I hope that you will follow Governor Lehman's advice and give him a colleague that'll go along with him. The Democratic Party is fortunate to have at the head of its ticket Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. These two men have proved by their records of public service that they can be trusted with the great responsibilities of leadership in the tough years ahead. Now I want to talk to you today about a basic American principle that concerns every one of you. The basic American principle that all men, regardless of their race, religion, or national origin, have equal rights before the law and also have equal rights in our economic life. That principle has made us the greatest nation in the history of the world, and Amsterdam offers daily proof of the soundness of that principle. Here in this city, people of different national origins live side by side, work together, bring up their children to be fine American citizens. But this principle of equal rights is always under attack. Some people are always trying to cut down the liberties of others or block the progress of racial or national groups different from their own or more recently settled in this country. They do this because they're selfish and short-sighted. They do not understand that all the different groups in this country have made great contributions to our national progress. One of the worst examples of this situation is the new immigration law, the McCarran Act, that passed the Congress over my veto earlier this year. Our immigration laws are now based on an un-American theory of racial superiority. This theory was written into our immigration laws under a Republican president and a Republican Congress in the 1920s. That theory holds that the so-called Nordics from England and Northern Europe are superior to persons born in countries like Italy, Greece, Czechoslovakia, and Poland. And as a result, the law allows many more immigrants from England and North Europe to enter this country than from Southern and Eastern European countries. That's the national origin quota system. It's a Republican invention, and they are proud of it. After World War II, we got around this quota system for a while by passing the Displaced Persons Act. And this year, the Congress had a chance to get rid of this whole unfair arrangement once and for all. But what happened? The Congress passed a new law, which is even more unfair in its discriminations against naturalized citizens and immigrants from Southern Europe and Eastern Europe. This new law was passed only because the Republicans in Congress ganged up to support it. I vetoed the bill, but the Republicans in the Senate voting 4-1 in favor of it, the bill passed over my veto. It's true. The new law bears the name of a Democratic senator, But I'm here to say to you very frankly, he's not my kind of a Democrat. My kind of a Democrat was fighting against the law. And one of the leaders of that fight was your own Senator Lehman, supported by our vice presidential candidate, John Sparkman. I want you to keep in mind that the president, in this case and many others, is the last line of defense against attacks like these. That's why you need a man in the White House for the next 4 years who understands our basic rights and is determined to preserve them. The Republican candidates in the Republican Party cannot be trusted to protect those principles. The Republican candidate for president has said that he has no views on the subject of immigration. The Republican candidate for vice president was one of the senators who first voted for the new immigration bill and then voted to override my veto. And the Republican platform does not say one word about the immigration policy of the country. The Democratic Party platform pledges a fight to rid our law of these unfair restrictions. And Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman stand squarely in support of this promise to revise our immigration laws. That's one of the reasons the people of this country are going to keep the Democratic Party in control of the White House and send more Democrats to Congress. That's the only way the people can get action on this issue and all the other issues that affect the daily welfare of all the people of this country. Now, you should study the situation. You ought to read the record. You ought to read the record on all the great issues that are before the country. The Republicans don't want to discuss issues. They try to sidetrack you on a few foolish things that have not happened. They want to take your mind off the fact that they've been wrong on every issue where the welfare of the country and the welfare of the people who make the country great are at stake. If you study the record, read the fine print in the congressional record, read the votes of the Republicans in the Congress, study the votes of the Democrats in the Congress and see which party has been coming to the front for the welfare of all the people and not just a few. And if you'll do that, I won't have to ask you to make up your mind to vote the Democratic ticket, because you can't help but do it. Now, remember, on November the 4th, unless you're registered, you can't make up your mind one way or the other. When you do that, you're a slacker. And you don't get a chance to vote. And when you don't vote, you get the kind of government you deserve. Now go down and register. And then on November the 4th, go to the polls and vote the Democratic ticket, and you'll have 4 more years of good government.